Ah, there you are. I was wondering when you would get here, although I thought it would have been earlier with the urgency in the text I sent you. I'll make this quick. As I sent in my message, I need you for an experiment. And it's not one I could have asked just anyone else for help with. Don't worry, it's not too dangerous. Or at least I won't make it too dangerous for you. We both know I wouldn't ask you to put yourself in a dangerous situation, and I especially wouldn't ask you to put yourself in a harmful situation. And even if it was, we both know you are drawn to danger like a moth is to a flame. So all I need from you is your full consent. And, of course, I need to know that you will follow my every instruction. Perfect. Thank you for your cooperation. I knew I could count on you for this. Now that that's all out of the way, shall we begin? I can explain the details of what we're doing as we go along. Just follow my instructions so we can get clearer results. All right, good. Now, first of all, I need you to begin with stripping off your clothes. Yes, you heard me correctly. I need you to strip down and display your bare body to me, and then, of course, sit up on the table so I can start my studies. Of course, I am studying your body, after all. It's a simple test. I want to see how much stimulation you can handle. So, shall we begin? Good. Very good. Interesting. Your body seems to shudder and shy away when I apply a little pressure to your pressure points here and here. Of course, it is to be expected. Now then, let's begin with the physical part of the experiment. Perhaps you were more prepared for this than I thought. Just seeing the way my fingers disappear inside you so easily, and yet you still feel so tight with the way you squeeze around me. Have you been touching yourself recently? Well, I would hope to the thought of me. Interesting. And the aroma that you let off when I touch you smells rather sweet. And the warmth you produce, it makes me want to do this. Thrusting my fingers deeper and faster. The way your body trembles every time I graze that special spot. Maybe I should. Such a delectable flavor. Such sweetness as you cover my tongue with your fluids. It almost makes me weak in the knees. Almost. It's too good. So sweet. The flavors on my tongue, the way you tremble. It's like some sort of sweet reward. Now that I know what you taste like, I'm afraid I could never go a day without it again. I'm going to need a taste of you on my tongue like I need air to breathe. Or like I need blood to live. I don't find myself having any issues with things like addiction. And yet I could very easily see myself becoming addicted to this. To you. The way you look in this moment, eyes fluttering closed, skin flushed red. You're incredible. I could spend the rest of my life down here between your legs, even if kneeling on the floor like this is unsanitary, and it would prevent me from doing my work. You're doing so well for me. In fact, I'd say you're even enjoying yourself there. I can only imagine how good it feels to have my tongue and fingers working in tandem to work you up to a blissful, orgasmic, pleasure-filled haze. With the way your eyes are clouded over, your expression gone slack, I'd say you're almost there, yes? Please don't bite your lip like that, or I'll want to bite it for you and have the taste of your blood flood my mouth as we share a sweet kiss. Let your moans fill the room. I want to hear your sweet voice as I make you feel good. That's it. You're doing so well for me. I want to burn the way you look in this moment into my memory forever, never to be forgotten and remembered on those cold, lonely nights where I'm alone without your company. Now can you be good for me and come on my tongue? I need every ounce of your sweetness that I can get. Good. Good job. You did so well for me. I'm so proud of you. You really do make the perfect test subject. But I can't help but want to trial more with you. Hey now, what did I say about biting your lip earlier? About how each time I catch you doing it, I'd rather have your soft flesh between my own teeth. Come here. Do you taste that? How sweet you are? The taste of your juices mixed with your blood. Ah, I can't think of anything better. Wouldn't you agree? You didn't flinch when I sank my teeth into your lip. I'm impressed. In fact, it almost looked like you were curious as to how it would feel, how it would taste. Your curiosity really is insatiable, much like my own. Are you ready to continue? That's what I like to hear. Now be good and spread your legs for me. Damn, it's just as good as I remember. So tight and warm. So good. I just want to stay buried deep inside you. Exposing your neck to a vampire voluntarily like that. You're either really stupid or really brave. Or both. The trust you have in me. It is both baffling and intoxicating. I promise you, I'll do everything I can to avoid causing any more pain than necessary. You really do have absolutely no sense of danger. Exposing yourself to me and allowing me to do this. I'm kidding. You're doing a very good job. A very good job. Yes. The taste of your blood and the feeling of your insides as I thrust deep inside. It's almost too much to bear. I want more. I need more. It's so addictive. I love it. I love it so much. I love the feeling, the pleasure, the taste of your sweet blood. I don't want to stop. I can't stop. I'll never stop. Never. You tighten around me whenever I bite down on your delectable neck. Fuck. I want more. I need more. I need to keep going. Yes, that's it. Hold on to me. Keep digging your nails into my back. It feels so good. The mix of pain from your nails and the pleasure from you. Tightening around me. It's beyond anything I've ever felt before. Oh, what's this? You're biting down on my shoulder now? Which of us is the vampire here? No. I'm not complaining in the slightest. It feels better than I expected. I just have one request. Harder, please. Yes, more. Shit, I'm coming. I came so much. It's just pouring out of you. No, I can't have that. I need all of my cum to stay inside. So, there's only one real option here. I need to fuck it right back into you. Stay still now. And take it all. I'm not done. Nowhere near done. I won't stop fucking you until I've spilled every drop of my cum inside you. Until your body is covered in my bites. That's it. tighten around me more. Squeeze around my cock. Milk me of everything I've got. Yes, just like that. So good. Oh? What's this? The way your eyes roll back. And the way your tongue is hanging out of your mouth. Did I hit the sweet spot again? You mean... here? I guess so. Since you just... dug your nails into my back again. Good. I'll just have to keep hitting that spot until you're seeing stars. Shit. I can't stop thrusting my hips. I can't stop. It's almost too much for me to handle. I just can't get enough of being inside you. Please, show me your neck again. Yes, just like that. Let me taste you more. I want all of it. Every last inch of your body, inside and out. Did I say you could pull my hair? Okay. I'm not complaining. I like it. I like it a lot. Yes. More. Fuck. Come on. Just a little longer. I want to come at the same time. So be good. And hold it in for me. Good. You're so obedient. I just want to, keep going, but I... shit. I'm getting close. Hold me close to you as you unravel on my cock. Wrap your legs around my waist, just like that. That's it. Let it all out. Give me everything. Yes, I'm... Fuck! I'm coming. Never felt so good in my life. The intensity of it. Our bodies connected as one. I love it. Every second of it. I don't think I should pull out. I want to keep everything inside. I don't want you spilling a single drop. But you aren't complaining. I know how much you love being filled. Having me buried deep inside you, even when I'm not moving. Don't worry. I'm still not done. Oh, no. No. I've still got one more in me. That is, if you think you can take it. I wouldn't want to overstimulate you. Actually, now that you mention it, I think I would like to do just that. Hold on tight. I won't be holding back this time. I need to make sure you know. You know exactly who you belong to now. In this moment, as I thrust deeper and deeper each time, you are mine, and mine alone. No one else gets to see you like this. Ah, splayed out in front of me, your body covered in bites. My bites. But a couple more won't hurt, right? Fuck. I need it. I need it all. It's all mine. Mine. I need to go deeper. I need to be deeper inside you. I need to feel you. All of you. Fuck. By the time I'm done with you, you won't be able to walk for a week. Scratch that. A month. I'll make your legs feel like jelly. Make you tremble with pleasure. Lift your leg onto my shoulder. Just like that. Shit. You're clenching down so tight. Is this a good angle then? I'll remember that. I can't, let valuable information like this go to waste. I need to make the best of it. Make the most of studying you like this. Please. Please. Kiss me again. I want us to be connected in every way. Every possible way. I want you to belong to me. Mind, body, and soul. Yes. I'm aware that's not logically possible. But if I could, I would. Stop at nothing to make that happen. Oh dear, you're trembling. And you can't seem to form a single sentence. Does it, really feel that good, huh? Just a little longer. I'm so close again already myself. I don't think I've ever given my all to anyone like this before. I never saw the reason for it. But with you, I could do this forever. Yes. 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 This was incredible. You were incredible. And you did so well for me. I might just have to bring you in to study you more often. If this is what we both get out of it. After all, even you have to admit that this was mutually beneficial. Here, Allow me to clean you up and get you a glass of water. This whole area will need to be resanitized. But it can wait. I'll be right back, okay? I would say don't go anywhere. But I don't think you could, even if you wanted to.